Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Do you find that getting on the same wavelength is difficult with some people, yet not others? When you don't see eye to eye, do you stop talking? Or better yet, does one person do all the talking? Have you ever been in a conversation with someone that you felt like they weren't even speaking the same language? Today, I'm going to be talking about all of those factors. I'm going to be working with it in the form of personality and how each personality really inside believes that they are the best conversationalist there is, and they're straightforward, they're clear, they're concise, they're articulate. But the reality of it is we don't always hear what people are saying because the words they use to communicate may not match our neurology of our brain or our personality. Well, thanks for joining me today. The topic of today's show is communication, and I'm going to be relating it primarily to love. I figured with the month of February being Valentine's Day, it would be really very beneficial to look at all of the factors that really impact the quality of the love that we have for other people and they have for us. So I thought communication has got to be at the top of the list. The information I'm sharing is actually from my book, Love, What's Personality Got to Do With It. This book is available through hayhouse.com or amazon.com. In addition to talking about personality and communication, I'm going to be taking your calls and sharing my medical intuitive skills. So, communication, I was telling Rebecca that before I started the show today, we're talking about communication. I hope the mouth works on this. So here we are. I'm going to be sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. So if you have a question for me about your health, or you'd like to talk about a relationship or the topic today, communication, you can give me a call at 877-230-3062 or 425-644-5620. Those numbers are good for United States, Canada, and even international callers. So I look forward to being able to talk to you and sharing my insight on personality and also my medical intuitive skills. When I went in and started researching the book, Love, What's Personality Got to Do With It, I surveyed couples of all of the four different colors to see if I could find out if there's a number one factor that seems to be one of the greatest stressors on relationships. And I asked them to identify what they thought that number one stressor was. And there was an overwhelming conclusion, no matter what personality color that I was interviewing or surveying. And they said that the number one problem in the relationship was communication, hands down. However, it was interesting because as they went through the survey itself, and I asked more about the different factors, money, friends, children, and parenting, and then communication. When they came to the communication, I had a series of other questions and information I gathered. And interestingly enough, what I found is that while communication is the number one issue in relationships, it isn't so much that it was difficult for them to get on the same wavelength, because, of course, in a relationship, you have so many things in common. You spend so much time, you feel like you could finish their sentences or know what they're thinking. But what I found in the survey was the real problem with communication is the fact that over a course of period of time with the relationship, people just stopped talking. And it got to the place where they would grow apart as a result of that. And then when they did talk, the consensus was that it seemed to create more misunderstandings than clarity, more hurt feelings than feeling good about the conversation. And in many cases, it turned into a full-blown situation or conflict situation to the point where then not talking went to a different level. Not talking because people are busy is certainly understandable in our busy lives, but it is important for us to keep talking. But if there's any kind of inner conflict or a power struggle in the relationship, the very best thing you can do and the most important thing you can do is just keep talking. So that's that was very, very interesting to me. I took it very seriously as far as when I went to try to write the book and looking at ways to be able to answer this particular situation. And I need to go in and also add to this information is that what I heard as far as communication was both with men and women. Both want to feel heard, and even more important, both men and women want to be understood. They really want someone that they care about to really be able to listen to who they are and what they're saying and be able to understand them. The objective of communication is to see that the needs are met. It means that we need to be heard, we need to feel important, and we need to be understood. And what that means is that we have to be willing to talk, as a lot of women will say, well, he doesn't talk to me. Well, he does, but it may very well be what he's saying isn't usually the words or necessarily the words that you use to communicate. So there's a communication gap right there. But what it is you have to be willing to talk, but more importantly, you have to be willing to listen. And I'm not talking about the listening that's passive where, you know, your mind is going off in a lot of different directions and you see the mouth moving and you hear the yada, 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 yada. And something in your mind goes, boy, we've been over this 20 times. I wonder how many more times we're going to have to get over it. That's not active listening. That's passive listening. That's where your mind starts going in other directions. You think of all the different things that you want to do or you have on your mind or your plate or your task list or whatever else, and you really aren't engaged in the conversation at all. What I'm talking about is active listening, and that means that you really need to be present in the moment in a conversation. And what that also means is not only listening to the words that are being said, but how someone is saying it. What is their voice tones? What is their nonverbal cues as they're saying what they're trying to share with you? It means really engaging in the conversation and being able to look at the body language as well as hearing the words. And for you to look, you know, and sincerely look like you're interested in what they're having to say. And when you do, it's really a very positive conversation because it's easier to get on the same wavelength, but most important, you hear what they're saying, how they're saying it, understanding what they're saying, and then it's easier for you to be able to communicate the way you need to and for both people to get those basic needs met, which of course is being heard, to feel important, and to be understood. So when I went in and I started writing the book about personality and the impact in regards to communication, I found that this is might be really truly a challenge because not every personality uses the same words to be able to communicate, nor are they as clear and as articulate as they may think they are. And that is especially true with the yellow personality because they spend so much time having these conversations in their mind, thinking that they actually are very clear and concise. But the reality is they just assume that the other person that's hearing them is going to be able to fill in the blanks and know exactly what they're talking about. So again, looking at the aspect of personality, it's really important that you understand not only who you are, but also who the personality of the person that you're with in your relationship. If you aren't familiar with my work or you don't know your personality color, you can actually go on to either of my websites, www.ritberger.com, RITBERGER.com, or whatcolorisyourpersonality.com. Both of those sites have a mini assessment on there. There's just a few statements. And what you do is you just respond to those statements and then poof, you'll become a personality color. I teach personality by color because it's a non-threatening, way for us to be able to, talk and interact with each other instead of labeling or name calling, as some people would say, or putting people in the box, which is something a green definitely does not want to have happen. So if you go in and you come up with this assessment, you become a personality color. And then there's brief descriptions of each of the four colors to give you some insight in who you are. But most importantly, when you're doing that, all of a sudden you're going to start to realize, oh my gosh, I'm with someone who isn't like me. And then, oh my gosh, I'm with someone who is absolutely opposite of me. That information is very enlightening from the standpoint that it helps you realize that maybe what you're saying isn't necessarily the way they're hearing what you're saying. And then if you really would like to discover your personality color in depth, or you would like to get a real detailed description of each of the four colors, then my book, Love, What's Personality Got to Do With It, has got an assessment in it, as all of my personality books do. So that's something for you to think about. But what I want to do is I want to just kind of give you a little sneak preview to how personalities really go in and how they hear words and how those words are basically interpreted by the other person. So let's use a simple statement. How do you feel? That's simple. And for the greens and the oranges, it's a statement that you use all the time, because what you want to do is you're not really so much, you're not so interested in what they're saying. You just want to know how they feel about what they're saying. And so let's take the simple question, how do you feel? Now, the red personality by nature takes everything that's said literal. So how they really want to answer the question, how do you feel, is they take feeling as being tactile. And what they want to truly say to you when you say, how do you feel, you say, they want to say to you, with my hands. But the reality is, if they do that and you're a personality where you're really asking for how are they feeling emotionally, that doesn't go over at all, does it? So again, that's the way the red is. They're literal. What they hear is what they act on. What you say is what you get in the response that you get or the reaction. Again, with reds, every word is black and white. It's concrete. It gets cast in stone, and they hear and act upon it as if it's cast in stone. The orange personality's response would be, oh, how do you feel? Okay, you're fine. And even though that may not be the case, they'll say that because what they don't want to do is, over the course of their lifetime as an orange personality, when people ask them how do they feel, and they say, well, I really don't feel very well, and I'm having a lot of problems at home, or this is happening, they immediately get that passive listening process with people, and it's like the people glaze over, their eyes roll back in their head, and the orange thinks to themselves, why am I even bothering? They don't really want to hear what I have to say at all. So what they do is, over the course of their conditioning, they'll just say, oh, I'm okay, or I'm fine. And while it's not the case, so you have to really be listening at a different level with an orange, meaning that it's important that you listen to the tone of their voice and you watch those nonverbal cues around their body language. That tells you more about what an orange is actually feeling than any words that come out of their mouth. What they will do is they'll say, oh, I'm okay, I'm fine, and then they'll turn it around and they'll say to you, how do you feel? And as a result, they're looking for an I'm okay or fine. And if they're with a red, they're not looking for that you feel and you touch with your hands. The yellow personality would immediately assume, if you ask them how do you feel, that it's a loaded question. And what they're going to do is, if they answer before they have a time to think about it, their history is wrong answer, wrong voice tone, wrong involvement. So as a result, the yellow personality, when you say how do you feel, they go loaded question, don't answer at all, stare them in the eye, look glazed over like you're a deer in headlights, and then maybe they'll go away. Maybe you won't have to answer what they want as far as the answer until you have time to think about it. So it's really that kind of deer in headlights with a yellow is really a stall tactic, so they have time to think about what you're really asking them. So from their standpoint, it's better to be quiet than it is to say something wrong. The green personality, when you ask them the question, how do you feel, they see it as an open invitation to share everything that's going on in their life, their emotions. They'll talk about all their things, their relationships, the things they're doing in their life. And it's just an open-ended question that is a dialogue that who knows where it's going to go, but it's always going to go to a place where two people are talking to each other. And so in that particular case, when you ask, how do you feel? Feel is an emotionally charged word. Reds and yellows make decisions based on logic, not on emotion. And as a result, they will be literal as the red, or the deer in headlights as the yellow. All they need to do is have time to think. Now, if you press a yellow, what they'll do is they'll feel like you're pressing them and you say, well, how do you feel? That's not a difficult question for you to answer. I mean, I'm not asking for brain science. I just want this and this and this, or rocket science. And what the yellow will do is they'll turn it around because they're not getting the information they need or the quiet. And they'll start asking you questions. Why do you want to know how I feel? You know, what are you going to do with the information? And it can feel very interrogating, and it can also feel like it has a lot of conflict charge. It does in reality from the yellow standpoint, because what they're saying to you is, shh, please back off for a moment. Let me think about what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to answer your question. So again, I think just in that simple process, you can see that if you happen to be a green and you're paired with a red and you just want to talk about the dreams and how you feel, and it doesn't really have to do so much with emotions, maybe it does, the red is immediately going to take everything literal. They're going to see what you say as a problem, and they're going to jump right in and try to control the problem. That means controlling you as well. Very, very interesting. I'm going to continue to talk about this throughout the show, but let's go ahead and jump on taking the calls. I'm looking forward to it. Hi, Debbie from California. How are you?
How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for coming back and trying again to get online with me.
Well, thank you. I was kind of surprised, pleasantly surprised. I merely said I was in transition.
Uh-huh.
And you said you've been going through transition for a couple of years and you're right on target and keep moving. My question is, I'm in transition with my job, my marriage, and life in general, and I want to know how that's affecting my overall health.
Well, first of all, sweetie, you're burning the candle at both ends energetically. There's a part of you that I say this with great love. You are capable of doing a lot of things. You love experiences of life, but right now I just would like to be able to take your head, cradle it in my hands, and say to you, Debbie, we need to focus on one thing at a time, sweetie, because I feel that your mind is spinning and you're using up a lot of energy and reserves. I'm beginning to feel a difference in your sleep quality. It's kind of like just too much on the plate. I get the metaphor of the circus clowns that are spinning plates. You're spinning a lot of plates. Now I add on top of that, sweetie, you don't want to hurt people's feelings. You want to make things as easy as they can. Some people you really don't care, but you still, it's not your nature to be hurtful or aggressive or some of the things. So again, I've got that emotional weight on you as well. The area that I'm finding that I really pick it up are two different places in your body. The first place is your shoulders. And, by the way, that was your ex. Is he an ex? He is an ex, but is he literally an ex?
No, not yet.
Okay. Whenever I clear my throat, I always tell people this in the reading, whenever I clear my throat, what I'm doing is I'm trying to adjust my vocal cords to the energy of the people that I'm doing the reading on and when other people come in. So I need to ask you about him because he just came into this very quickly, and it's just really very important that I say to you, I think that you have said what you want and don't want and have been very clear in the boundaries of what's acceptable and not. But I will tell you, he does not hear what you're saying.
I feel the same way, absolutely.
And what that does is it kind of gets this something stuck in your craw is what it feels like, sweetie. It feels like it just... you know, it's kind of like the cat's got your tongue. I can feel this hairball type thing. You just have something inside that just needs to be said. When I started out by saying, in taking your call that, you know, there's things that you want to say, but you don't want to be hurtful or anything. Sweetie, it's really important if you can focus on one thing at a time. And even if that isn't actually doing something, but focusing in your mind one thing at a time that you can see how far you've gone, first of all, and then what needs to be done, second of all. And I can tell you around your ex, sweetie, you're being taken advantage of.
Okay.
And in this particular case, if you don't, you know, can't come up and confront him because he feels like his things are very important, and if you're trying to take them away, then, you know, it's going to be, you're going to have hell to pay, excuse me for saying it that way, but that's how it feels.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen is if it's something that you can't mediate, sweetie, yourself, then you might want to look at getting a very, very strong-willed attorney to be able to help you through this.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, go ahead, sweetie.
I feel like I'm more of a mother than I am a a partner to him.
Yeah. Well, and actually that's very true. And I think that part of the thing that you're experiencing and the reason that there's this real fight or flight in you to get away from the relationship is because it's not the nature of your personality to be that type of personality that he's asking you to be.
Right.
And as a result, there's a tremendous amount of compromise for a long period of time. You feel like you've known each other for quite a while, a long period of time. And this little person inside of you, this little girl, this little soul inside of you is saying, you know what? I don't want to live my life this way any longer. And it feels like you've tried outreach. Again, it feels to me that the outreach hasn't been heard. I really, frankly, sweetie, don't think that it's going to be heard the way that you feel that you're saying it. I don't think he's hearing it that way, but it is really important, Debbie, for you and your well-being, your finances, your sense of self as you walk away from this relationship, to be able to walk away feeling good about yourself, that you spoke up, you did what you needed to, you set the boundaries the way you needed to, and that you get what is yours for what you've contributed in the relationship. Interesting, sweetie. It doesn't feel like you're asking for a lot.
I'm not. He thinks I am.
Oh, he does. You
really not.
You are so right. So again, I understand the desire to just get the heck out of Dodge with this thing, but the bottom line of it is, honey, I think if you could just step back and if we could say, okay, let's look at the dog and what's important there. Let's look at the relationship and what do I need for getting out of the relationship. You have invested a lot of time into it. You've basically put on this other personality and tried to be what he wants you to be and so forth. Now, I'm sure he sees things the same way in many areas, but it's almost like I just want to get you and just cradle you into one focus, and then I can start finding that you won't use up your reserves. You're becoming tired, honey.
You are absolutely 100% correct. And excuse my dog, we have three dogs. You are 100% correct. 100%.
And the other thing is your thyroid is bouncing around. The age that you are with the hormone changes, your sleep cycle's off, your hair quality has changed. I can start to see a change in your neck area, not so much with aging, but some of your skin on your forearms are losing some of its elasticity. I don't really think that you have a thyroid issue, but I just think that the wear and tear is literally creating wear and tear, and your thyroid doesn't know. It's part of the metabolism. It doesn't know whether it ought to be running 110 miles an hour or whether the engine's turned off and you're pulling from deep down inside in your reserves. So, do you have a timeline?
Yesterday. I'm working on it. I'm
okay, good girl.
And I'm guessing about 6 months and it'll
okay.
be done. Yeah.
Good. So what it is that I'm going to ask you to put a time date on the calendar. And whether you make it or not, I don't want to give you that leeway, but I'm going to give you that leeway. Excuse me for the riddles. But if you had a time in your mind that this is going to be resolved, you will find it much easier every day to take a step forward in resolving it.
Okay.
And that can help you tremendously. The reality of it is, honey, I don't think he believes that you will truly do this.
I agree. Again, 100% correct. I wholeheartedly agree with you. I need to make sure I'm on the right track, and I'm going through
you are.
Counseling and trying to get my head on straight, but you are 100% correct in everything that you said.
Well, thank you for that. So, you know, just put your ducks in a row. Take a step every day. If it's a baby step, yahoo. If it's a leap of faith, yahoo. It doesn't make any difference. But what it'll do is it will come in and you'll start to feel fortified energetically inside, knowing that this is what you are looking to do. This is where you want to go. And it's not an empowerment that's tied to wanting to cause harm. It's just very liberating when we feel like we can actually move forward. So that's something to look at. The other thing is if you find in the afternoon that you're tired, you want a cat nap, take a cat nap, sweetie.
Okay. Thank you.
your quality of sleep is off. So whenever your body can get the rest to be able to rebuild itself, fine. I'm picking up a slight bit of food sensitivity. It's just a nervous stomach, nothing more than that. And so that can, you know, that can help you. It's not, you know, I don't have ulcers and I don't have all these other things or irritable bowel syndrome. We just have a very nervous little tummy right now.
You are so correct. And it has been really bad for the past couple of weeks. So you are right on, spot on.
Well, thank you for that. Wow, you can just call me anytime and validate it. You know, I sit here and I do this stuff. It's like, okay, download. It's like, oh my gosh, this is real. So anyway, light and love. I wish you very, very well success. I wish you well and I wish you success in this. And you know what? I don't have any doubt in my mind that you're going to get there in the time frame you're looking at.
Thank you.
The only thing, sweetie, is don't give away the store in order to just get out. It isn't about taking advantage of him. But, honey, step back and look at how much you've invested, what you've done, and look at what you need to be able to get your feet on the ground for at least the first year after you get out of there. Very
That's
important
to
you, honey.
My nature is to give away the store, and I don't want to do it this time.
Yeah, but you know, and again, it isn't about getting even. I all of the listeners that are out there, this isn't about getting even. This is about getting what you need in order to be able to move forward with your life in a way of women realizing we invest a lot of time and energy. So do men. Yeah. We want to be fair. Everyone wants to be fair. But if you can't do the mediating, sweetie, you need to go find yourself a real good, strong attorney, and that will help you, because what that'll do is, if nothing else, it'll be like, whoa, this is really serious. I need to buckle up and I need to listen.
Well, thank you so much for taking so much time with me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Thank you so much, and I wish you well on this thing, on your whole journey with this. All right, so let's go ahead. Let's take a quick commercial break, and that'll give me a little more time to take some more calls when I come back. So stay tuned. I'm going to talk more about the communication, love, personality connection. I'll be right back.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Well, thanks again for joining me today. I'm talking about communication, love, and personality, and what does it all have to do with connecting the dots so we will be able to get on the same wavelength with someone and then be able to express the way we love, the way we need to express it, and they need to hear it, and then also the role personality plays in it. So I went in the first segment, and I talked about the real issue with communication is we stop talking. Well, boy, when we get to a place where we don't see eye to eye with our partner, that definitely definitely happens. Or, as I said, one person does all the talking and the other one sits there and just kind of like glazes over. That's not what communication is all about. I heard a quote once that I think sums up the difficulty with communication. That quote is, "The problem with communication is the illusion it's been achieved." I say it another way. "I know you think you heard what I was saying, but it's not necessarily what I meant." That gets it all boiled down into the way that things are said, the way that things are heard, and the way that things are acted upon. So again, a lot of fun talking about personality and communication. I'm also taking your calls. So if you have a call for me or a question, you have a question for me about personality, about communication, or about your health, you can call me at 877-230-3062 or 425-644-5620. I also want to invite you to join me for my teleclass, my Your Health teleclass, tomorrow night, February 18th at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time. That's p.m. It's a free teleclass, and I'm going to be talking about arthritis in the 60-minute teleclass. I'm going to be sharing how, as a medical intuitive, I look at some of the hidden meanings, those psychological meanings, some of the behavior and emotions associated with arthritis, different kinds of arthritis. I've had the pleasure of getting many emails from the people that are going to be actually on the teleclass asking me about a specific type of arthritis, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and I even had a question about gout, which is actually a form of arthritis. And so I'm going to be talking about that, how it looks energetically in the body, the role personality plays in it, and how it actually maps in the chakra system, as well as both conventional and alternative therapies that work really well for arthritis. The first thing being, arthritis really responds very favorably more to natural therapies than it does a lot of conventional therapies that we're prescribed through the through doctors. So again, if you would like to join me, it's tomorrow night, February 18th, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. The class itself is free. On Monday of next week, I'm going to be having an audio download of the teleclass and then also a PDF download that you can actually print and start to accumulate in a binder. So how do you register? You go to my website, www.ritberger.com. So conflict, communication conflict hand in hand. Again, if you're a different personality color, there is a tendency for there to be a power struggle in the area of communication. What we say, we think is very clear, but many times it's misinterpreted. A lot of times that information that we share, maybe if there's a vulnerability or an insecurity associated with it, it might be used as a kind of a weapon against us that really causes more hurt feelings. The more hurt feelings there are, the less tendency there is to be able to talk to each other. So we really kind of stop. Once we stop talking to each other and avoiding situations, or we become fearful of expressing our emotions and how we feel about things, in reality, the relationship really starts deteriorating very quickly. And ultimately, if it gets to the point where there is no more talking, then what will happen is the relationship can literally wither and die and will basically end. So even I've found when I was doing my couple counseling and so forth, even when people wanted to counsel and they wanted to be able to talk and they really wanted to be able to fix the problem, and they would try for a short period of time and then they would stop talking again. This pattern of talking, stop talking, not talking for a long period of time, got to a place where it really caused the relationship to be at a place where it wasn't healthy for either person. So in many cases, what I would find is that the relationship would just end, and then both people truly needed to go on and to be able to find someone who was more compatible with them in their personality color than anything else. And again, opposites attract, and when we're falling in love, we don't see those opposites. The more we get in the relationship, the more those opposites tend to rear their head. And then the more we get further into the relationship where it starts to become comfortable and in many cases routine and sometimes mundane, the reality is those differences come in and they become real conflict charge situation. So again, so when we go in and looking at conflict specifically with each of the colors, so when it comes into conflict, what happens is a red becomes naturally overly controlling. They're very blunt. They will be, can be very disrespectful, aggressive, and the things they say are hurtful. And what they're really doing is they're saying back down. Don't get in my face. Don't come at me that way. If you want to talk, we'll talk. But if it's going to become a power struggle, then I'm going to win. And that's one of the things with a red personality. Competitive events, even if it's in a conflict conversation, is they're going to win. They don't know when to stop. And what they'll do is they'll get created to a point where they're going to win and you're going to lose. So again, it is important for you, if you're with someone that is that type of personality, to say to them, I need you to stop talking. I want you to listen. I want you to listen to not only what I'm saying, I want you to listen to how it's being said. I don't want you to be disrespectful for me. I want to be, have you involved in the process. When you do that and you say it in a calm way, what they will do is they will calm down and then they will engage in the relationship. Oranges tend to become overly sensitive, and as a result, their feelings get easily hurt. What that means is oranges are always emotionally sensitive, but in a conflict situation, their feelings get hurt, and they get hurt at a very deep level, and then they stop talking. Unlike the green that gets their feelings hurt and will continue the conversation, the orange goes in and goes, you know what? They don't care about what I'm saying. Why should I put out the effort? They're not going to listen anyway. And that hurt builds up and festers inside. So for oranges, it's very important for you to say to someone, I want you, or I need you to listen to what I have to say. If that means that I have to say things emotionally, I need to say things. If an orange doesn't feel they're being heard, they will actually raise their voice, sometimes to the point of screaming at someone. And it isn't that they're really trying to overpower you. They're just frustrated that they're not being heard. So again, very, very important. The most important thing with the orange is do not dismiss them. Don't cut them off. Don't dismiss them. If you do, then the problem becomes bigger than the communication conflict that you're currently engaged in. The yellow becomes overly critical, and I say this we because I'm a yellow, we become nitpicky. We want to split hairs. We want to become so clear in what we're saying. We become verbose. And what that means is that we will just start saying things. We can ramble. We can say things. We can interrogate. We can ask questions to the point that the other person is like, what happened? Where's things going? What's going on? And what the yellow is saying to you is to back off. They'll become argumentative. We, as a yellow, don't necessarily see it as being argumentative. We see it as just a debate. But from the other person's perspective, the way that we can be very hurtful and very curt and very sharp in the words, and especially the way that it's said in the body language, we just literally, as yellows, stop people in their track. If we become pressed too much, we go into that state of coldness, and then it's indifference. And then it's like, you know, why the other person should just basically just walk away, but say to them, you're not listening. You don't want to resolve the conflict. You don't want us to talk about anything, and then walk away. That will be a real wake up sign for the yellow that will come in and say, wait a minute. I didn't say that I didn't want to talk to you. I just need time to think about it, but bring it to their attention. They may not like it, but bring it to their attention, because one of the things is yellows don't want to hurt people's feelings. They're just saying, you're pressing me and I need time to think about it. Greens become overly personable and excitable. Their voices go up about 4 octaves, and a word starts flowing from their mouth. It's a 4-letter word, and that word's not love. And whenever a green gets to the point where that magnificent show-stopping word comes out, 4 letters comes out, anyone who is in a conflict situation or a dialogue with a green and that word comes out, that is your clue, back off. Because what they are doing is they're reaching a place where they're so frustrated inside that they'll become tongue-tied, they'll become very aggressive, they'll become very confrontational, they'll become very domineering, and that any of those qualities, controlling, domineering, conflict, those are not who the green personality is. They'll actually yell in many cases, but not, they'll yell raising their voice, but not as the orange, where the orange just starts literally screaming and just, it's a way of wanting to be heard. So something like the conflict is really very important. So here's some suggestions. Don't ask why questions. Why questions? The word why is naturally inflammatory and it will always trigger an emotional reaction. Actively listen to what's being said. Do not interrupt or immediately jump in and try to solve their problem. Maybe they're just using you as a sounding board and nothing more than that. When sharing feelings, be specific. If you're really angry, don't say you're just a little mad. Don't beat around the bush. Let them know what you're actually experiencing. Most important, tell them what you need. Don't expect them to read your mind. Discuss issues and try to keep it and focused on an issue or a problem and not as a personal attack. Very important. So again, fun information, very powerful information, not only for myself and learning, you know, when I put the book together, but just a natural part. That communication can be with the people that we love. It can be with our children. It can also be with the people at work. So let me jump in. I want to get a couple more calls under our belt. Hi, Adrian from New York. Thanks for calling me.
Hi.
Hi, hon. Thanks.
Hi. This is the first time I've ever been on the radio. So, my husband and I, we read Your Personality, Your Health over the weekend, and mm-hmm. we had a lot of fun because he's definitely a yellow and I'm definitely a green. So it was really fun. But my question is actually more about sort of the negative stuff that came up in all of that. And one of them that I saw was negative for myself was, for my entire life, I'm always looking for this life purpose, and it causes so much anxiety, and I seem to sort of start things and be enthusiastic and say, this is it, and then something happens along the way, and it just isn't it anymore, and so then the anxiety comes back, and I end up just really feeling a lot of doubt and, you know, beating myself up and never really feeling as good as everyone else because I imagine they all know what their life purpose is.
So. Excuse me for laughing. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is such a great question. So you want me to jump in and start there?
Yeah.
And then I know there's a second part to this question, but why, how about if we do that one? Okay. So the first thing is, sweetie, who you are as a green, you're a creator. And
yeah.
The creativity is the fun part of it. To be able to flesh it out is also a fun part because your backup is a yellow. So you have a double gift there, honey. You can create the idea. Sometimes you create ideas that truly, Adrian, it's not important for you to do anything about. The thrill and the fun of life is the creation. Other personalities, and especially your yellow husband, if it's a great idea and you're enthusiastic, he immediately wants to put a plan in place and how he's going to help you execute it and expects you to do the same thing. That's not the way the green works. If the green gets in and they're just creating and they're excited and they, you know, go in and they start the process and that putting that structure together, that's part of the creativity is fun. But I'm going to tell you, honey, the minute you start to realize that there's mundane tasks to it, there's a lot of repetition to it, it's going to be a very high maintenance situation that you're into. It's going to be boring. Redundancy is a huge thing. Let me tell you right then and there, when you stop and you start going in a different direction or anything, that is your clue. This is not where you should be.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you with greens, when a green feels, when they create something, they're excited about it, they feel passionate about it, that passion will help them through all of those times that it gets to the place where it's maintenance mode. The next thing is, sweetie, some of the things that you're creating are other people's things that they think you should do because you're so capable of selling ice to an Eskimo. You're extremely charismatic in your personality. So it's important for you as you go through when you start going into the self-doubt, look at self-doubt instead of it being a bad thing. Maybe something inside of you is saying, you know what, this really looked good on paper, but the reality of it is I don't want to do the tasks.
Right.
Or this really looks good on paper, but I don't want to have to manage the people to be able to do this. Greens are great managers in some areas, but to have to manage people when it comes down to tasks that are not within your personality strength, you're not going to do them, sweetie.
Right.
So in that particular case, self-doubt, use it as kind of a check and balance. What other people say about you, you know, that's okay. They're going to say it. What I don't want to hear, please, is I don't want to hear my greens. I love my greens, all my greens that do this. Don't reject yourself, sweetie. Sometimes it works. And sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it looks great. Sometimes you get into it and it's like, holy smokes, I don't want to do this at all. For the people around you, remember your yellow is a problem solver. Anything you say, whether it's exciting or not, is a problem. And he's going to jump in. He's going to try to solve it. And if, yes. if you get excited and you are going to do this, he's going to jump right in and he's going to help you put the system in place. And by gosh, you better use his, by the way, sweetie, because if you don't, then he's going to question you as to why you're questioning him. And then that creates a dialogue. And then all of a sudden you get in and it's like, well, I don't want to do this. Well, he sees that as another problem. And then it's interrogation. Well, why don't you want to do it? What is it? Did you buy? And all of a sudden this green's going, I just don't want to do it. There's no big deal. I don't want to do it. But the other personalities see that maybe as being fickle or flighty or anything else. That's not the case. Your job, exactly. Your job, sweetie, is if you could, the perfect job for you would to be create a business where all you are is the think tank person. All you do is create people around you that you come up with these creative ideas. You would be marvelous in a creative think tank situation. And then other people can figure out what to do with it. So for corporations, you come in, you go, I've got this great idea. This is a new marketing thing. That's going to cost you that amount of money. Now here, you can go do it. That's really where you would be at your very, very best. You have wonderful healing qualities, but a lot of the healing qualities you have, if you get excited about them and you want to go in, you want to take classes, you love to learn. Whether you use the information isn't important to you, but it can be judged by other people. And in that particular case, it's like, oh my gosh, here she has started another thing and never followed through. You know what? That's their problem.
Right. So, but how do I get past just the anxiety of, because I've always been sort of around people who are like, you're not getting anything done or, you know, whatever. And so I've kind of taken that on, that as soon as things start to kind of fail or, you know, I lose interest, then I just feel really worthless. I feel like I have so much, I have to find that thing that I'm supposed to be doing to validate myself.
Well, the thing, I'll tell you, the thing that you're supposed to be doing for you personally, your own personal soul work is, to not reject yourself. The greatest fear of the green is the fear of rejection. That's part of the reason they do a lot of things, stay in a lot of things that really aren't what they want to do. They're not happy at it. As a result, they may not be as successful at it as other people think they should. So the reality of it is when something comes up and says, I don't want to do this anymore, what it is stop. And it is okay, honey, to go to something else. If the most important thing is not to reject yourself. Your work is to experience. Your work is to create. That's your neurology. Your work is to be able to be helpful to other people, to sell ice to an Eskimo, to be charismatic, to seek to learn, to experience life, that enthusiasm, to be adaptable and flexible. I will tell you, every other color, when I said those words inside, were saying to themselves, oh my gosh, I wish I could be that way. In that
well,
part
thank
of it.
You.
You are welcome. But in that part of it, of that critical aspect of it, when you reach that place, Miss Green, that means this is not what you want to do. Or it may mean stop, look at the task, look at what the future holds. Is this what you want to do? And if the answer is no, don't invest the time and energy, honey. You will not be as successful as you're capable of being. And, I mean, I always call the greens kind of the Johnny Appleseeds of the world. They're the ones that come in and everybody wants to know what they have. What do you have? I have a bag of seeds. What do I do with it? You plant it. Well, where do I plant it? I don't know. And you're just kind of off in the sunset. It's like you wave back and I don't know. Find somebody else to tell you where to plant it. Your job isn't to stay there, plant the tree for them, nor is your job to fertilize it, weed it, water it while they're out doing other things. It's just not the nature of your green. I also can tell you, if it is important to you and you have passion around it, you will stay with it and you will be very successful. My question to you is the things that you haven't done that other people see you as being flighty or whatever they want to call you. Is it really what you created or is it what they created for you to do? A very important question, sweetie. Because I'll tell you, greens are very organized. They're very purposeful. They're very focused. They're very passionate. But it has to be what they want and desire to do and not anybody else's agenda.
Right.
So,
well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And tell your yellow that every time you come up with something, it isn't a problem. And when you decide to stop, it isn't a problem. And just know that that yellow is going to see it as a problem. And just say to him, thank you so much for trying to solve this, but it really isn't a problem.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure, sweetie. All right. Let's see if I can get one more in. Let's do Colette from Massachusetts. Let's see if we can do this, Colette. We've got a few minutes here.
Hi, Carol. I'm so happy to be on the call.
Well, thank you for calling me. How can I help you?
Well, I wondered if you could shed some light on my career choice. And the previous call was really helpful to me. And I'd also love a reading on my health.
Okay. So let's do the career part first, because a lot of the questioning that you're doing around that, again, your body feels like it's kind of in that little bit of spinning process. You're ruminating on whether it's the right thing. Did you dot enough I's? Did you cross enough T's? Did you look at what you needed to do? Oh, my gosh, is this going to be another start and stop and everything else? So you're really going in, and I'm getting a lot of that questioning. So let's go in career choice that you made. Did you make this career choice basically in the last 6 months?
No, but I really committed to it in the last 6 months. I had made this career choice about 3 years ago and got education for it. But now I feel more committed to it, but I'm having some doubts because the economy is so hard right now. So,
okay. Let's see. Because I didn't know that you had started it 3 years ago as far as the education, and that's probably because you had to get that out to the point where you are right now. The thing is that I want you to stop reading the paper about the economy. That's the first thing, because we come in and we start to believe that stuff.
I feel in a way that I'm an empath, that I'm quite intuitive, and I feel like I really help my clients, and yet I'm not sure that the word is getting out, and it's just been very slow for me.
So I have to say something that just immediately came in when I heard that is, honey, are you asking them to help you?
Not much, no.
Okay, so one of the things with the type of work that you do, very unique. I was going in and I was looking at the career. It's really a multifaceted processes, a different processes that you bring into what you do. It isn't a real structured fundamental protocol. It feels like maybe the shingle that you hang out is very focused in the protocol, but you have a lot of tools in your tool bag.
And that's right.
One of the things that I would encourage you to do is to, you know, not hard sell, but to just say to someone, you know, I'm looking for new clients. If you know of anyone, especially when you get the feedback from them, whether it's energetic or the feedback that's, it's verbal, is just say to them, you know, I'm trying to build my business. Gosh, if you know of anybody that is going to have anything that I can offer to them, if you just share that information with them, have them get in touch with me and go from there.
Okay.
And that might be very helpful. The other thing is that it feels like, and it, you know, in the marketing part of it, it feels like it would be worthwhile for you to invest a little bit of money and maybe some ballpoint pens or some kind of a branding item that you could use that people could take with them. Again, it isn't like being at a trade show where you're going to hand out a bunch of, you know, balloons or hats or anything with your logo on it like that. But I'm talking about things that people energetically have with you, a connection with you, that they will pick up on a regular basis. The first thing that comes to mind is writing instruments, because it seems like what you do is you ask people to think. Thinking sometimes requires journaling, requires writing things down. It may be that you'll want to come up with a real pretty pen or something like that. Something that just is a reminder. You know, again, doesn't have to have all your history behind it. But again, a phone number, anything that keeps you interactively engaged with them at an energetic level, that will be able to help you.
Okay.
The truth of the matter is that you can't do the yellow pages, sweetie, because they're not going to work for you. The other part of it is that you're trying to figure out exactly, you know, trade shows or different things or places to be able to go. Choose your venues of where you're going to go very, very carefully. You have a real strength behind you, in the standpoint of coming in and being able to work at the business level. You have a lot of intuitiveness around business, and that's something that you could look at as well. But I think that if you would ask people, and it's going to have to be word of mouth to get you going, and ask them, hey, do you know of any, you know, show or anything that I should be in, just talk with them. There's three clients that are really close friends that you've developed a wonderful relationship. Talk with them and see if they can help you in any way.
Okay, thank you. That was really right on. I really appreciate it.
Well, you are most welcome. You know, sometimes we just, and especially your personality color, we just don't necessarily, we always help everybody else, but we don't necessarily ask for the help that we need, do we?
Right. Exactly.
I say that with great love. I can certainly appreciate that one.
Well, it was a really big push for me to call you. I mean, I really admired all that you had done before, but it was a push for me to actually ask for help myself. So.
Oh, I know it. And then, you know, the other part of it is I do know you're going to have to ponder it and think about it and work around it and everything else on it. But I'll tell you from experience is that I'm where I am because I finally woke up one day and realize that I'm going to probably have to ask people, you know, if you really like what you're hearing and you're doing, if you could just share the information with someone, put them to my website, which, you know, I encourage you to do the same thing. And then it just takes care of itself.
Sure.
When I first started doing this, honey, I was so afraid to do anything. And I was even more afraid to charge for anything that I did. And then over the course of time, I started realizing through wonderful people, this might have a little value. So there you go, Colette, a little personal story there, sweetie. You can relate to that one very, very deeply.
I can. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah.
My pleasure, hon. You have a wonderful day. Well,
thank
I want
you.
To thank you so much for joining me today. I want to leave you with this quote before I actually go off the air. I think I'm going to leave you with two of them. This is an actual quote that I came up with. If we talk at each other, neither hears what the other is saying. And then Eric Hoffer said, there would be no society if living together depended on understanding each other. Now that is a yellow quote. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you'll join me next Wednesday at 10 o'clock a.m. on Pacific time on Contact Talk Radio. You can always listen to all my shows and my archives at ripburger.com. I also have a new RSS feed on my website. We've just got so much going on. Have a great week. I'll see you next week on the radio show. Bye.
You've been listening to the Carol Ryberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.